I'm trying to get a new dream for myself and to get that dream to come alive and to get the strength to birth again. Somebody say the strength to birth again. You need the strength to birth again. You need the strength to build again. You need the strength to surge forward again. You need the strength to go forward in such a way that you are no longer captive to the past. That's good, but you want that second surge so that you can benefit from all you went through in the first half of your life so that you can build again. Touch somebody and say, you can do it again.
This is the Potter's Touch.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am excited and so privileged to have the opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you, and particularly this subject. For the next few weeks, I'm going to be teaching and ministering and preaching along the lines of Instinct Unleashed. This particular message is focused on being stuck between places, and we've all been there. You're too far out to be in. You're too far in to be out. In that nebulous, indescript place, you get to the point that people ask you, how are you? You just say, fine, because it's too complicated. You're stuck in between places. You know they can't do anything about it. But we have a God who can. Let's go to the Word of God and take a look at in between places. Most of our lives, we work toward a goal. You get a certain level of accomplishment. And either a door closes, a person changes, a circumstance evolves, or you have simply gotten all you could get out of where you are. It happens. Sometimes it's against your will. The company comes to you and says to you, it's been real. It really has been wonderful knowing you. Fred, thank you for all you added to the company. They do it real nice. They call it like downsizing. That's a nice way of saying we're getting rid of you. And all of a sudden, you're out there on the market again. Or you're married, and now you're divorced, or your husband's deceased, and you're dating again. Isn't it funny how things can change in a flash? And your whole circumstance is completely rearranged, and you're in between places, that nebulous place where you're trying to figure out, where do I go from here? Anybody ever say that? Where do I go from here? Sometimes most of what you've done in the first half of your life has been through the information you've received. Information that you've read, information that you've learned, information that you've been exposed to, that information led you to a particular destination. You took a class for something. You went to school for something. You dated somebody. You consequently married that person. Regardless of what avenue of life we're talking about, we have been informed, and the level of information we receive has brought us to a particular destination. And when all of that comes to an end and it comes to a close, sometimes you just don't know, where do I go from here? Who am I apart from you? Who am I outside of this job? Who am I now that the kids are grown? I've given 25 years to being a mother. I've forgotten how to be a woman. I've been 25 years, I've related to being a husband. Now my spouse is deceased. Who am I outside of you? Because most of our lives, we define ourselves through projects. I said we define ourselves through projects. We define ourselves by who we are to other people. And then when those people are gone, or those projects are gone, or that place is gone, or I took care of my mother till she died, and now she's gone, who am I outside of her? Redefining yourself can really be tough work. Because the one thing that most of us know, whether it was good or bad, the one thing we know, we don't want to go back and do what we did again. Even if it was good, I don't care how good it was, I still don't want to do it again. And if it was bad, God knows I don't want to do it again. I want to go someplace fresh, and I want to go someplace different, but how do I get there? So you get to this in-between place, and you're kind of having to reinvent yourself, but you're not trying to reinvent yourself again into what somebody else wanted you to be. We've already done that, been there, done that. This time we want to reinvent ourselves into the highest and best expression of who we were created to be, and we have finally stopped being manipulated by who everybody else wanted us to be, and we're finally ready to tap into our core and essence and be, and as we said in our generation, do my own thing. Do me. Break it down to who I really am and be authentic to what God has given me. And it takes you a while to figure out what God has given you. It takes you a while to figure out what God has given you because you are so confused by what everybody else has given you. So many other people have put attached onto you their need, and you have morphed yourself to respond to their needs and circumstances that it might take you a little while to figure out, once I get all the stickers that you placed on me and all the buttons that you placed on me and all the guilt trips that you placed on me and all the assignments that you placed on me, once I finally strip down out of all of that, who am I apart from your applause and approvals on the second half? I'm gonna do me. If there's one person in the church who understands what I'm talking about, make some noise. So what I'm trying to do then is to get a new dream, a new vision, a new fire. Based on the experiences, good and bad, of my past, and based on my ability now to tap into my God and into myself, I'm trying to get a new dream for myself and to get that dream to come alive and to get the strength to birth again. Somebody say the strength to birth again. You need the strength to birth again. You need the strength to build again. You need the strength to surge forward again. You need the strength to go forward in such a way that you are no longer captive to the past. That's good, but you want that sucking surge so that you can benefit from all you went through in the first half of your life so that you can build again. Touch somebody and say, you can do it again. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it again. You don't have to spend 20 years of your life accomplishing something and spend the next 40 years talking about the good old days. I'm going to say that again. You don't have to spend the first 20 years of your life accomplishing something that you got to spend the next 40 years bragging about. The good old days are coming around again. I said, the good old days are coming around again. I don't care whether you believe it or don't believe it. I don't even care whether you like it or don't like it. I said, the good old days are coming back around again. The good old days are coming back around. Let me tell you, the good old days are coming back again. The good old days are not behind you. They're in front of you. I want to rebuke that spirit. I'm teaching, but I got to go into my spiritual mode a minute, because I want to rebuke that old deaf spirit that's hanging over your head that makes you think your life is over, your good times are over, and you're just sitting in the waiting line waiting on a hearse to come get you. The devil is a lie. The good old days are in front of you. I don't care if you lost a home, buy another one. Buy another one. They're still making them. Go out there and buy another one. Don't spend the next 10 years crying about something that got over your head. No need in God giving you new life if you're going to rehearse old ideas. It's time to get out there and go shopping. Look at another one. Figure out what you should have learned from the first time. Armed with the information, get back up again. Say, I kind of like that one right there. Do you have it with the bigger patio in the back? Do it again. This is one of the quotes in my book. So when I have an instinctive idea, it will die in the crib if I don't bring a team around it that has similar instincts to increase, but diverse perspectives of influence and contribution. Your ideas will die in the crib if you don't build a team around it who has a similar instinct to increase even though they have diverse perspectives. Crib death. Crib death, because I had the wrong nannies. I had the wrong nannies. I had the wrong midwives. Surrounding myself with people who do not have the instincts to collaborate on your new surge of life. And so what I'm saying to you is that when you have an instinct to do whatever it is you're going to do, you need to build a team around you who has similar instincts but different talents. Most people encircle themselves with a team of people who are just like them. All the preachers run together, all the doctors run together, all the lawyers run together, all the accountants run together, all the people who watch Scandal eat together. I'll tell you about Scandal later. I'll call you. We all get together, but when you're going to build, and I want you to write this down, a team for the task. A team for the task. You want to build a team for the task. Wherever your instincts are about to take you, you need some midwives around you to birth that new dimension of where you're going, who can contribute different talents to what you instinctively sense the second half of your life, or the second half of your career, or the second moment in your life needs to look like. You get the idea in your instincts, and you protect the idea by the team you put around you.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
Tell your neighbor, I got the instincts, I got the instincts, I got the instincts. I don't have the house, but I got the instincts. I don't have the job, but I got the instincts. I don't have the money, but I got the instincts. I haven't met the woman, but I got the instincts. I haven't married the man, but I got the instincts. I got the instincts. I may not be pregnant, but I got the instincts. I got the instincts to be what you cannot see. It's in me before it falls out of me. It's in me before it falls out of me. It's in me before it falls out of me. Out of your belly. When you are called from the familiar into the unknown, you're going to have to be a man of faith and a woman of faith, or you'll never be able to pull it off. Frustration comes when you are built to do 40, but you are stuck in a 5-mile-an-hour zone.
Rise to your God-given greatness with your instinct unleashed. With your gift of any size, you'll receive the message, The Lion's Lair, on CD. And with your gift of $70 or more, you'll receive the entire 5-part series, Instinct Unleashed, on DVD, as well as your very own Instinct Magnetic Bookmark Set.
Just because you were born in the circumstance doesn't mean you have to stay in the circumstance.
With your gift of $145 or more, you'll receive the Instinct Unleashed gift set that includes the DVD series, the Instinct Magnetic Bookmark, the Instinct Book, as well as the Instinct Workbook, offering a back-and-forth experience between you and Bishop on every page. Unleash the power of your instinct today.
I want to talk to women who are called to go into the next dimension.
This is the life-changing event of the year.
No way you can go home the same after this. No way.
You are coming into the next dimension. Any way you can, make some noise if you're here.
Register today for Woman Thou Art Loose 2014. Call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
I want you to look at what you go through when you're trying to become. You got a cocoon. And the struggle in the cocoon is I got to get into the highest and best expression of myself. If you could hear the worm in the cocoon and say, you know, I've been crawling around here, but I think there's something else inside of me. And when this process is over, I'm coming out with my wings. I'm coming out with my wings, because all the while I was crawling around on the ground, I was singing, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. I was the only worm crawling around on the ground singing, I believe I can fly. Couldn't understand why I kept thinking about it every night and day, all in my head and in my thoughts. You know what I'm trying? What have you been thinking about every night and day that's so opposite of your situation and circumstance and looks totally ridiculous? Slap somebody and tell them, I feel a change. 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 Make some noise if you feel a change. I've been incubated by adversity. I've been incubated by adversity. I've had to grow. I've been growing. In my groaning, I've been growing in my groaning. Can I tell you, I've been growing in my groaning. I've grown in my groaning, in my adversity. They said about Israel, was good for us that we've been afflicted. It says the more they afflicted them, the more they grew. I've been growing in my groaning. That's what's going to break me out of the cocoon, because I'm too big to live in this little sack you have me in. My thoughts are too big to be locked up in this same little sack that you have me in. I know there's something else in me. I know I'm crawling on the ground, but I can't help, even though my body's on the ground, my mind's in the air. I believe I can fly. I got the instincts before I get the wings. I got the instincts before I get the wings. I got the instincts before I get the wing. I'm going to say it till somebody gets it. I got the instincts before I get the wings. I got the instincts before I get the wings. I got the instincts before I get the husband. I got the instincts before I get the career. I got the instincts before I open up the business. I've always had these instincts, even when I was crawling on the ground. Put that video up there again. Even when I was crawling on the ground, I've always had the instincts, and I finally got in a position so that the thing that's inside of me can finally burst out and expose itself and become real. That's what's happening in the person sitting next to you. Their wings are coming out of this sack. Tell your neighbor, I got the instincts. I got the instincts. I got the instinct. I don't have the house, but I got the instincts. I don't have the job, but I got the instincts. I don't have the money, but I got the instincts. I haven't met the woman, but I got the instincts. I haven't married the man, but I got the instincts. I got the instincts. I may not be pregnant, but I got the instincts. I got the instincts to be what you cannot see. It's in me before it falls out of me. It's in me before it falls out of me. It's in me before it falls out of me. Out of your belly. So I got some brothers here. Bring my brothers here. I got Brother Need and Brother Opportunity. Brother Need, Brother Opportunity, face them so they can see your signs. Face them so they can see. Brother Need, over there. And that's Brother Opportunity over there. And Brother Need is trying to figure out how to get Brother Opportunity. Brother Need's been begging for Brother Opportunity. Brother Need had been praying for Brother Opportunity. But Brother Opportunity is paying Brother Need no attention at all. The difference between Need and Opportunity, the gulf, can only be bridged when you follow your instincts. These are my instincts. My instinct is to be more than where I am. My instinct says I believe I can fly, but I haven't been placed in an opportunity that would allow me to get my life up off the ground. But my instincts have been with me all the time. Need does not draw opportunity. But when you allow your instincts to operate, the more you follow what you are instinctively, instincts will always find. Instincts. To all of you college graduates who graduated from school and still can't find a job, intellect won't find opportunity. But if you stop relying on your intellect and reach down and get your instincts will always be drawn to your next opportunity. To that person who's stepping into the second half of your life and you've been saying, Lord, what's next, what's next, what's next? Your answer is already inside of you. Your answer is already in your dreams, in your thoughts, in your gifts, in your skills. And if you would just turn your instincts loose, you would reach over and be able to snatch your next opportunity. This is your season. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your hour. This is your cocoon. This is your birthing place. This is your second half of your life. It is time for you to reel your opportunity in. It may take a while. It may be a struggle. You may have to tug on it. It may be step by step. It may be piece by piece. But I prophesy unto you today that your opportunity in 2014, if you turn your instincts loose, you are going to reel it in. Somebody praise him if you understand it. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Everybody who understands what I'm talking about, touch your neighbor and tell them it's coming. It's coming. My opportunities. My opportunities. My opportunities. My opportunity. My opportunity. My opportunity. My opportunity. My opportunity. My entrepreneur. My opportunity. My entrepreneurship. My entrepreneurship. My company. My ministry. My opportunity is coming my way. Tell my haters, my opportunity is coming my way. I'm coming out of this cocoon. I'm coming out of it. Touch three people and tell them I'm coming out of it. I'm coming out. Put it back up. I'm coming out of it. 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 bit by bit, pull by pull, tug by tug. I am coming out for the next 30 seconds. If God is talking to you, find some kind of way to give him any kind of praise that you might possess in your body. Let everything. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Whew. Your sack just cracked. Your sack just cracked. Your sack just cracked. I've got to stop there. It's been a real joy and a real privilege to have the opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you. I take what I'm called to do very seriously. I am on a mission to make sure that your instincts are unleashed and that the power of God is operating fully in your life and that you're living your life to the fullest, not somebody else's, not what somebody else assigned you to do, but what you are created to do. I thank God for you, and I thank God for our partners and our friends and your letters and your support and how you hit me up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Yes, I do go on there and read it and check it out, and I'm so excited to have your participation in that area. Keep on reaching out to me, because through that, I am able to keep on reaching out to you. God bless you. Have a great one.
I want to talk to women who are called to go into the next dimension.
This is the life-changing event of the year.
No way you can go home the same after this. No way.
You are coming into the next dimension any way you can. Make some noise if you're here.
Register today for Woman Thou Art Loose 2014. Call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
When you are called from the familiar into the unknown, you're going to have to be a man of faith and a woman of faith, or you'll never be able to pull it off. Frustration comes when you are built to do 40, but you are stuck in a 5-mile-an-hour zone.
Rise to your God-given greatness with your instinct unleashed. With your gift of any size, you'll receive the message, The Lion's Lair, on CD. And with your gift of $70 or more, you'll receive the entire 5-part series, Instinct Unleashed, on DVD, as well as your very own Instinct Magnetic Bookmark Set.
Just because you were born in the circumstance doesn't mean you have to stay in the circumstance.
With your gift of $145 or more, you'll receive the Instinct Unleashed gift set that includes the DVD series, the Instinct Magnetic Bookmark, the Instinct Book, as well as the Instinct Workbook, offering a back-and-forth experience between you and Bishop on every page. Unleash the power of your instinct today. Next time on The Potter's Touch.
You're not what you used to be, but you're not what you ought to be, and you've been in this in-between stage. Well, the Lord had you here today to say it's over. This is